Your Constant Companion, a lecture by Michael and Bhakti Osterreich on lesson 14 from A Course in Miracles, which is called God Did Not Create a Meaningless World. What this course deals with is in fact the entire reversal of your thinking. While as an ego, you teach that as you are making your attack thoughts conscious to yourself, you are causing them, which is nothing but, listen very attentively now, a very sophisticated trick of your ego. When you are making attack thoughts conscious to yourself, you do not cause them. Here you want to make love conscious to yourself. And this is why you teach love, yet love you cannot teach. Love is God. To really leave that up to God. God is. God is love. Who is God? God is the Father of love. Not you. God is the Father of love. What are you doing here? Here you want to say consciously to somebody that you love him. You want to make love conscious. What are you doing unconsciously? Unconsciously, you kill him. Unconsciously, you hate him. Unconsciously, you are causing a dream. Now, using the term unconscious, only constructive thoughts should be unconscious, involuntary. This is the entire change of mind. And then you stop making those love oaths, those tearjerkers, those romantic songs, that romantic stuff. Then, in fact, you stop all that and look into your mind. And you're no longer afraid to make your unconscious thoughts conscious to yourself. Why are you afraid to make unconscious thoughts conscious to yourself? Because you're making constructive thoughts conscious to yourself. And then you constantly think, if you tell somebody, I love you, I'm happy about you, I want to make you happy, I want to do all this and all that. All this is what turns love into a farce. And unconsciously, you make cancer, you make multiple sclerosis, you make separation, you make yourself unhappy. And that's why what you make unconsciously, what you make unconsciously, you have to become aware of, so you don't make it anymore. And that's why you shouldn't constantly think, well, but if I think of cancer, then I'm making it, then I'm manifesting it, isn't it? No, it's the other way around. Then you're not manifesting it. You're only manifesting it unconsciously. Otherwise, it wouldn't give rise to a dream. If you let love happen here. That's the paradox. Then you awaken from the dream. Then you awaken to Christ consciousness. Because your ego consciousness is split, and your fear refers to salvation, to deliverance. Lesson 14. Let's look at this lesson very thoroughly today. God did not create a meaningless world. Thus, you dissolve fear. Lesson 14. God did not create a meaningless world. The idea for today is, of course, the reason why a meaningless world is impossible. What God did not create does not exist. And everything that does exist exists as He created it. The world you see has nothing to do with reality. It is of your own making, and it does not exist. The exercises for today are to be practiced with eyes closed throughout. The mind-searching period should be short, a minute at most. Do not have more than 3 practice periods with today's idea, unless you find them comfortable. If you do, it will be because you really understand what they are for. The idea for today is another step in learning to let go, in learning to let go the thoughts that you have written on the world, and see the Word of God in their place. The early steps in this exchange, which can truly be called salvation, can be quite difficult and even quite painful. Some of them will lead you directly into fear. You will not be left there. You will go far beyond it. Our direction is toward perfect safety and perfect peace. With eyes closed, think of all the horrors in the world that cross your mind. Name each one as it occurs to you, and then deny its reality. God did not create it, and so it is not real. Say, for example, God did not create that war, and so it is not real. God did not create that airplane crash, and so it is not real. God did not create that disaster. Specify. Okay, here I give you an example. God did not create the disaster in which my son is being killed in a car accident today. And just for your information, I do have a son. And so, it is not real. God did not create that disaster in which my grandchild falls off from the changing table. And so it is not real. God did not create that disaster in which my wife betrays me. And so it is not real. God did not create that disaster in which I am being stabbed by a maniac. And so it is not real. You see, you're being led directly into fear, but you are not being left there. You have made fear. You are making fear concrete. But you are pretending that this was done involuntarily. Because the moment you think that way, immediately you say, I'm not supposed to think that way. I should think that way because if I do so, I make it real. Yes, but you don't redeem yourself from it. You push it away. You oppress it. You make it involuntarily. You produce it involuntarily. However, what you are doing involuntarily, what you are producing involuntarily, you're supposed to make that conscious to yourself and to release yourself from it there and dissolve it there. And so you have to say, God did not create this lump in my breast, and so it is not real. As a woman, are you afraid of a lump in your breast? Of course you're afraid of a lump in your breast as a woman. So dissolve it. Dissolve this fear of a lump in your own mind. And then you will be doing something for every woman of the world who is sensing a lump in her breast today. And when you are healed, you are not healed alone. And thus, you are consciously releasing yourself. Is God or isn't He? Does He want you to save yourself? Does a savior have to know what to save himself from? Yes, that's the purpose of these lessons. I'm doing that. I'm doing that since many years. And that's how I'm helping you. And that's why I'm not afraid. Because when I'm afraid, in case I'm afraid, I consciously release myself from it. I'm looking for fear to release myself from it. Whereas the ego says, no, don't do that, otherwise you'll make it real. I say, no, that's how I am releasing myself from it. I am undoing this fear. I am redeeming myself in my doing. I do redeem myself. And in a very practical sense. And that's why I teach myself, when it's winter and it's icy, God did not create this disaster in which I'm getting into a car accident when it's icy outside. And so it is not real. That's how I'm driving my car when it's icy outside. very consciously, I bring the unconscious to the light. This leads me directly into fear, but I'm not being left there. How am I driving my car then? Very consciously. And then someone is coming toward me who is driving much too fast. And then I see how he starts to slip. What would be very possible. Not 100%, but very possible. And then I say to myself, God did not create this disaster in which this driver who's sliding toward me is crashing into my car. And so it is not real. And the same I'm doing in the waiting room of a practice, of a doctor's practice, where two people are fearfully talking about cancer. And I hear that. And I name it very precisely. God did not create this heart attack. God did not create this gastrointestinal cancer. And so it is not real. Redemption has to be very concrete. You have to release yourself from fear. You have to let yourself be led directly into fear and out again. If you don't let yourself be led straight into fear, you constantly remain at the outward ring of fear. And then, involuntarily, you are causing a dream, yet this dream will be real for you then. How are you causing a dream? Involuntarily. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a dream. What is involuntary, however, you're supposed to leave that up to God. Involuntarily, you're supposed to cause love. When your mind is clear again, and then you'll experience this paradoxon. And then what happens to you involuntarily, you will say, yeah, this is what I'm not doing on my own. There is nothing that I can do. However, then God becomes conscious to me, and then you experience that you are involuntarily fulfilled and sustained by His will, by His love. With words, we can only point at that. You cannot expect an elaborate explanation now. Doesn't work. Let yourself be guided. Release yourself from this unconscious fear and name your hell very precisely. And then you'll notice the ego saying, well, but then I'm going to make it real. Do not believe the ego. This is not what the Holy Spirit is teaching you. The Holy Spirit teaches you, bring it very precisely into the holy instant. Name it as precisely as possible. Suitable subjects for the application of today's idea also include anything you're afraid might happen to you or to anyone about whom you are concerned. For instance, when your girlfriend is going on a walk all alone, you can say to yourself, God did not create that disaster in which my girlfriend is being raped by someone in the woods. And so, it is not real. What happens then? What happens? That's the maximal service you can render to your girlfriend. A miracle. A correction in your mind. Instead of constantly sending her love thoughts or constantly sending her SMSs, free her. Release her. This leads you into fear, and you are not being left there. That's how you're using your body to heal and to bless. And then when you're listening to one of those tear jerkers, your stomach contracts. Because this is helpless. Because by that, you're not bringing about anything. Baby, 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 I need you so much. Well, your baby doesn't have anything from that. When you want to go inside her skin, that doesn't get her anywhere. Doesn't get her anything. And it doesn't get you anything either. Because love, you cannot teach. But you can finally bring the fear that you taught unconsciously, involuntarily, that you recoiled from the only thing that would really release yourself. You recoiled from that. And that you are bringing to your consciousness, that you're becoming aware of. And then it crosses your mind, God did not create this disaster in which my child is being dragged into a car on the way to school by some maniac. God did not create that, and so it is not true. And whom will you be helping then? One child. So that this may not become true, that this may not happen, maybe your own child. In truth, however, this doesn't really matter because every child is your brother, and every killer is your brother, and thus you are discausing this crime. This is a course in cause, and then you won't be having any time anymore to constantly find some silly romantic stuff in your mind where you think that helps. To love your child doesn't help it. What helps your child is when you release it from your own fear. That's the maximal service of love. You only have to be very specific about that. You have to find the specific fear in your own mind. And you can do that with everything. When you can't sleep at night, you think of something you read somewhere about a whole family who has been surprised by a big fire. And the next moment you say, God did not create this disaster in which in my house or in my apartment or in my children's apartment fire breaks out and everyone miserably burns to death. God did not create that disaster, and so it is not real. That's the Course in Miracles. And when you do that, you are not being left in your fear. And you take care of your people. And after some time, you will notice that your people won't be experiencing any catastrophe. When you do that long enough, you will notice that this Course works. You keep praying, Father, give me my people. And your people are so very, very many. These are those you think of concretely, your children, your friends, and sometimes you only see the whim of a face. Sometimes you only take some example from a newspaper. Sometimes it's only some feeling. What kind of a feeling? A feeling of fear, of course. We are practicing this Course for many people. We look upon it as a required course. And besides that, you can do all sorts of things in case it's still necessary for you. You can do any kind of work, or you might be retired, which gives you even more time to do your lessons, or you can go for a walk, which gives you even more time to allow yourself to be led directly into fear in your mind. I'm doing that. Then you go shopping. You got time to go shopping. You stop still at a bookstall and you see some woman with tears in her eyes. Then you find the fear in your own mind that her husband might have left her, or he might have betrayed her, or through her, you are reminded of this idea in your mind. Or her child might have died. She's dressed all in black. You find the idea in your mind that your own child could die. Or you think of your brother who died, or who committed suicide, or whatever. Or your friend. Anyway, using this idea, God did not create a meaningless world. Also not the specific meaningless things that are causing a meaningless world. You only have to release yourself from fear. Only from fear. Because you're producing fear involuntarily. And whenever you're becoming aware of fear, you're recoiling from that. Because you believe. And now look at the love that you have consciously caused. The love you are consciously causing is constantly melting away. That's never enough for you. There you say to one person, I love you, and you say that maybe half a year, and then you're getting bored. And then you think of somebody else, and you think, well, I would very much like to tell this person, I love him, I love her. You'd want to consciously caress this person. With this person, you'd love to go for a walk consciously. And what about half a year later? That is the Course in Miracles. He wants to reverse your entire thinking. You have to make fear conscious to yourself. And constructive thoughts are in fact occurring through you from God involuntarily. They are truthfully your own will, which is not occurring though through the self which you believe you are, or which you have to think you are. So don't try to spiritualize yourself somehow beyond that. That's of no use for you. Just stick to the rules of this course and experience how your fear grows to a maximum and then dissolves. With you experiencing a form of peace you might not have ever yet experienced, because you have released yourself from fear and finding yourself in some love that at last you're not trying to put into words anymore, that you really don't name anymore, and that you're really not limiting to deeds anymore, that you're not expressing anymore in any kinds of deeds or actions or emotions. You got something else to do. You have become a savior of this world. You are releasing your brothers from fear. And thus you experience yourself in a love that has nothing to do anymore with what you usually tried to teach as love. You really got something else to do in this world. This here is indeed a world of murder and killing, cancer, and all these things. It is given you to consciously find this in your mind and to consciously give it up. Suitable subjects for the application of today's idea also include anything you are afraid might happen to you or to anyone about whom you are concerned. Now, reading this, you cannot say anymore, "Well, but that's how I'm making it happen, how I'm making it real." As an ego, you have said so. In each case, name the disaster quite specifically. Do not use general terms. For example, do not say, "God did not create illness," but say, "God did not create cancer." Or get it even more precise, say, "God did not create cancer of the breast, or heart attacks, or whatever may arouse fear in you." This is your personal repertory of horrors at which you are looking. These things are part of the world you see. Some of them are shared illusions. Well, for example, there is somebody who's got the same disease as you, the same serious disease in childhood that you are sharing with others, or just like you, he has also experienced the Second World War, or someone has also had parents that got divorced. Shared illusions. And others are part of your personal hell. This you don't share with anyone. This only happened to you. At least that's what you believe. It does not matter. What God did not create can only be in your own mind, apart from His. Therefore, it has no meaning. In recognition of this fact, conclude the practice periods by repeating today's idea. God did not create a meaningless world. So it's exactly the other way around as the ego says it is. Unconsciously, you are manifesting everything you are afraid of. Consciously, you release yourself from it. Everyone who is getting into an accident has, in one instant, looked into his mind, seen this idea, and said to himself, "No, I don't want to cause that." And some years later, exactly this accident happened to him. Why? Because in that moment, he hasn't released himself. How did this cancer develop in you? Already as an adolescent, you were afraid of it in your mind. But you said, no, "I don't want to cause that. I'm not even going to think of that, otherwise I'm going to cause it." This is what fear is. This way, you are causing it. This way, unconsciously, you are causing the unconscious Maya a dream. And what is a psychosis? What is a neurosis? When you are deadly afraid of the unconscious, which means when you repress it even more. And then you go into depression. Then you're repressing it. That's how you make it real. And then you're using this perfidious esoteric teaching where you're topping it even more. And again, it remains in your unconsciousness. However, you have to know what you are doing. It doesn't help you any if you don't know it. And then to believe you're not causing it, and how you are causing it, unconsciously, out of fear. Out of fear, you are causing it. In love, you can dissolve it. But you have to become aware of the entire fear. The fear of repression. Because the fear of repression is repression. With this course, you learn to look very deeply into your mind. God is holding the lamp. You don't go into your mind alone. You have to look at your repertory of catastrophes very directly. You even have to name it very specifically. In case you name it this way, it cannot happen to you. This is the way how to release yourself from death, from cancer, from catastrophes, from accidents. If you haven't yet tried it out, you are afraid of this. This is the fear of salvation. If you stop still for a moment now, however, did something stupid happen to you already? Did you already have an accident? Did you become ill already once? Beforehand, did you become aware of this as consciously, as clearly, as with the help of this lesson, for instance? No. That's why it happened to you. You just have to turn it around. When your life begins to, in fact, become peaceful, and those that are given you experience your protection, then you're realizing that this course works. When you really pray, Father, give me my people because they belong to you, and find all disasters that you are afraid might happen to them in your own mind and see it's you who is responsible both for the fear and the dream of fear, bringing your entire fear of what might happen to your child or to yourself into the holy instant, then this cannot happen. It is impossible. Because you have given up the cause, the entire cause, the situation, you have brought the person, let's say your child, that can get into an accident on its way to school, plus the fear that this might be your fault. You have given all that into the holy instant. The entire cause plus its effects. This is the miracle. To how many people have you thus given the miracle? To countless people. Where does the miracle remain? Within time. The miracle you are working there remains active all the time. How many are needed to work such miracles? In any case, you. Because you cannot meet everyone. But in your mind, you are meeting those you are meeting there. Some you will see, some you will recognize. Oh, well, that's my child. Some you don't recognize. You just have some feeling there. Some you have an image of. Suddenly, in your mind, you see a blonde girl on a blue bicycle with a red skirt and a blue blouse and a beret. She's the one. She's the one you have given the miracle to. This situation will not happen to her. Do you believe that? You have to believe it. You have to be certain of it. Otherwise, the miracle degenerates into spiritless magic. You have got to be convinced. Who is it coming from? From God. Who is it for? For you. Whom is it for? For you and your world. When you commit yourself to the Course, you will be convinced. Would you rather be convinced of fear? Make up your mind. Would you rather be convinced that this does not happen? What do you prefer, brother? You have to choose. You have got the choice. To let His will happen or not. Which do you prefer? What does the ego say? The ego decides against it. What does the ego prefer? That this girl gets into this accident. And what does the ego prefer even more? That you feel weak. And that you are afraid. And that you are only concerned with yourself. And that this girl be exposed to your attack thoughts. A savior is one who has understood his function completely. You can teach yourself that this works. And since you have been given all power on earth, it is given you. And so thus, you are getting it back. How many people are thinking that way? So very few that these things are still happening in your world. If you count yourself amongst those few, you will experience miracles happening in your world. How do you recognize this? From your peace of mind, from the joy you are experiencing, from the joy to be given such a mighty function here, from the joy of how you can take care of your people. And then, if you say to someone, "I love you," then these words are not empty. Then you have proven that by an inner example long ago already. Very often. Then you will have loved your girlfriend very often, and your children, and your parents. Now, don't say they're dead. They are born again. Of course you can go on and take care of them. Just do it. And don't say your girlfriend has left you. Take care of her. Keep taking care of her. But not by your longing to go for a walk with her, but through helping her now. And this is a help that you yourself are giving and receiving. Real help, not an illusion. The idea for today can of course be applied to anything that disturbs you during the day, aside from the practice period. You see, in lesson 14 already, the practice period is being extended. Be very specific in applying this idea. Say, God did not create a meaningless world. He did not create and so it is not real. He did not create this specific situation which is disturbing you, and so it is not real. This way you are eliminating a cause with the power of God. You cannot understand it, but you can bring it about. You can effect it. And when you bring it about, you understand it. Who is thinking that way? Because hardly anyone thinks that way. The cause remains in the mind, unsaved. And then you lament about the effects, and cry and howl and grieve. Completely futile. Your crying is always too late. Your self-reproaches as well. They are too late. Also, the reproach, well, couldn't you have taken care of a bit better? No, brother. You should have taken care of a bit better. Not your child has to take care a bit better. You have to take care better. It doesn't help any to tell somebody to take good care of himself. You have to take good care of him or her. You are your brother's custodian, not he. And it begins in your mind. And now you could just be happy about this lesson. Learn it well. Learn it very well. And then many can call you. I've been called yesterday, where a brother said to me, "Michael, I found a lump in my breast. What shall I do?" I understood immediately what I am supposed to do. It's my repertory of horrors. And I thank my brother because he shows me my mistakes that are contained in my mind. And then I can help him. But that doesn't work in case I'm afraid I might cause it this way. 'Cause it's the other way around. Like always, it's completely the other way around. Where the ego is saying, "You're causing it." This is where you release yourself. And where the ego says, "That's how you release yourself," that's where you are causing it. Very precisely. Where you are seemingly causing true love with the ego, in reality, you are causing a farce of love. And this doesn't help your brother any. So let's become very conscious and let's be happy that love is happening involuntarily. Like everything constructive, every healing occurs involuntarily. And the negative, the destructive, we are dissolving voluntarily by simply making it conscious to ourselves. This is the meaning of practicing the holy instant. And this means to find this fear in your mind. The more you practice that, the more your mind is in a constant state of transformation. You are transforming fear into healing. you are transforming fear into love. You are transforming. You are changing around. You don't recoil from it, you change it. This is like constant cleaning. A constant cleaning up in your mind. You don't say anymore, "Oh my God, there is dirt again, I'm making it real this way." No. The moment I'm taking the broom, I'm not making it real. I just have to take the broom. But also I have to see the dirt. Whereas, as an ego, you say, "No, no, when I see the dirt, I'm making it real." No. No way. 'Cause when I see the dirt, I brush it away. 'Cause it's dirt. When I find the murder, I dissolve it because it's murder. But I have to see it. When I see the cancer, I heal it. I have got to see it, however, in my mind already. And then the body can be looked upon as a learning aid. Ah, well, I see there is cancer in the body. There is also cancer in the body. Ah, there is also a lump in the breast. Well, that's nothing but a learning aid. I have to find the lump in my mind. The body is nothing but the learning aid. Understand that. It's the other way around. The actual cancer of the breast is in your mind. That's where the cause is. The actual rape is in your mind. It's there where we dissolve it. And once it's dissolved there, the effects disappear. Eventually, very gently. God did not create a meaningless world. God did not create this strange feeling where I constantly have to think of my child today, and this makes me feel uneasy. I don't exactly know what it is that makes me feel that way, but there are those strange thoughts in my mind. Did he just have an airplane crash? Or is he taking drugs? Or is he in some extremely strange situation that I don't know at all, like, has he been bitten by a snake? God did not create that, and that's why it is not real. Sometimes also diffuse thoughts are running through your mind. Then try to name them. The world is going to thank you for that. Practice that. And then, where is the fear in your mind? Where is it then? Then, this strange feeling is gone, and love fulfills you. Because you have fulfilled your function. Because you are a savior then. Because you're taking care of everyone very specifically. And then of course you can very specifically, give someone money who is in need of money, or help somebody clean up his flat who is not able to do that. And then you will be bringing healing to the body in any kind of situation. Then, however, you bring healing very specifically from the mind where it has already occurred to the body, where it is very specifically occurring to in lightness, in happiness, perhaps with words, perhaps only with looks. But what does this mean, only with looks? Then your looks will be healing. Then your looks will be a blessing. Why? Because you're bringing healing from your mind through your eyes to someone else. You can experience that. You can truly experience that. This is what is the true meaning of Reiki. But for that, really something has to happen in your mind. And then you put your hand on someone, and then healing is happening there. Absolutely clear. What do you think? And then you look someone in the eyes, and then healing is happening there. No longer than an instant is needed for that. But beforehand, healing in your mind is urgently needed, very specifically. And this healing, the ego is shrinking back from. The idea for today is, of course, the reason why a meaningless world is impossible. What God did not create does not exist. And everything that does exist, exists as He created it. And this way, you can make your world real. Then your world exists as a reflection of your healed mind. And then for an instant, everybody is healed in your mind. Then you have helped everyone. Everyone who is given you. And that's why we are looking for those who also become teachers. Because many are given to you as well. So take care of them with the course you're supposed to understand what it means to take care of a brother, which you can't do as long as you are afraid. Fear is a blockade, and fear is always specific. Fear is a dream of fear. Fear is a dream in which your child is playing around, fiddling around with fire, and burns to death. This is the fear. So you have to release yourself from this specific fear, which is the entire dream. And what happens then? Today, one child does not burn to death because you helped it. And one mother whose child that is. So, it is your child. She will thank you. And this thankfulness you have deserved. And your child doesn't profit from that. Your child profits everything from that. 'Cause when you are healed, you are not healed alone. This way, we can transform this world, which is a hell, an unconscious hell, into a conscious heaven. This is not yet knowledge, but your awareness will be able to reflect knowledge, whereas your unconsciousness doesn't reflect anything, just darkness, just hell. So we are very concerned about you giving up your old learning. Not opposing with this in any way, no matter how great the temptation, no matter how big the fear. Well, but this way I'm making it real. Precisely, no. The other way around you're making it real. So, finally we have reached the point where we have taught the difference between unconscious and conscious in a helpful manner. Make fear conscious to yourself. This is salvation. And if you don't do that alone, but with the help of lessons, then you won't be conscious of your fear for a long while. Why? Because in becoming conscious, fear dissolves. Then what remains? Profound thankfulness, unspeakable joy, charity based on healing and on being one's brother's custodian. And then even your touching will be filled with love. And your looks as well. And your words too. And your deeds too. Then you can bring this love even to the body. But the accent here is on then and on even, which is not possible beforehand. So let's really be thankful that we can do God's will very specifically. Stick to the assignments of this lesson. And in these assignments, it also says, do not have more than 3 practice periods with today's idea, unless you find them comfortable. In case you've been working with the course for some time already, for some years, then you might feel comfortable to do this all day long. If not, do it as long as it feels comfortable to you. It will grow. But don't look upon it as a challenge. Be very honest in that. We are learning to love one another. In saving one another from our fears. Very simple. And then the world is no longer an illusion of fear, but a true reality. Why? Because you experience that you love. This way, we can protect ourselves, each other. I am thinking of you. And in my mind, I am finding the fear about you very specifically. And this makes me very happy. This is not something I can do out of my own, from my own. But this is something we can share with each other. So we can really recognize each other from the love that we feel for each other. And this works both in retrospect, when something has already happened, and while it is happening, and also in your imagination, that it might happen. Don't forget that. Miracles cover a period of time that contains all time, which means they are not subject to the law of time. Be happy about the many miracles you can work. And now be blessed in all your doings today. And remember that those exercises are being done with eyes closed so that you can think of what makes you feel uneasy in your mind, of what bad things might happen, and of what has already happened and might come to a bad end. And always say, God, God did not create this situation. What this brings about in your mind, you will experience during the practicing. Most profound trust, most profound certainty that all miracles are based on, so that with power you will be able to release your brothers from your horrible thoughts. When this time of hardship is over, you will notice you won't be wanting to do anything else than that. You'll want to be nothing but helpful. And then you will also be able to say to your brother one day, I bless you, and I guard you, because that will be so in fact. You can tell him so in your mind, perhaps with words, and you could add, you know what, by myself, I can't do that at all. I let myself be guided. There is one within me who does that. And him you can also find within yourself. And find in your mind the fear that says, well, and what if this happens anyway? Then you'll have to do the lesson again. God did not create this thought, well, but what if it does happen anyway? Stick to it. Be persevering. Then you'll just have to forgive again. 'Cause even if it will happen anyway, God will not have created it. And so it is not true. So it is not real. Well, that's what we mean when we say, lead your life by the rules. Well, then you'll just have to return again to the rules. Then you'll have to repeat the lesson again. You got anything else to do? Yes, that's the discipline. Very simple. Until fear is not only minimized, but also dissolved, entirely dissolved. So it might be that this pops up in your mind often again. Well, but what if this doesn't help? What if this happens anyway? Answer: we return to the lesson. This is a required course. And then it's required that I do the lesson again. Truly simple. And when is then? Now, the moment I think of it. This is a required course. Or would you, in case your child runs into a bus and you pull it away. When it runs into a bus the next time, would you not pull it away then? Absolutely clear. Or when your child runs into the bus for a third time or for the 30th time, will you say, well, if it does it again, I'm not going to stop it now? Of course you will pull it back again. That's absolutely obvious. It is your child. Your brother. What if it doesn't help? This is a question the ego wants an answer for. Then you say, just a minute, it does help. Period. Because I help. And so I give a different answer. A true answer to a question that wants to lead me into temptation. Into the temptation to give up. Thus, I am correcting the question. I don't answer the question. I correct it. You have to learn that, not only to answer questions, but to correct them, so that you can give an intelligent answer. Leading one's life according to the rules of this course is all that is necessary in order to experience God's will to happen more and more and more, and you don't let yourself be led astray. And because you don't allow yourself to be led astray, you experience more and more how the peace of your mind and your confidence and your certainty and your faith that this course works grow bigger and bigger, and your miracles become ever more real. Thank you.